Story number 50, Two Brave Women. When the Israelites get into trouble, they cry out to Jehovah. Jehovah answers them by giving brave leaders to help them. The Bible calls these leaders judges. Joshua was the first judge, and some of the judges after him were named Othniel, Ehud, and Shamgar. But two of the people who help Israel are women, named Deborah and Jael. Deborah is a prophetess. Jehovah gives her information about the future, and then she tells the people what Jehovah says. Deborah is also a judge. She sits under a certain palm tree in the hill country, and people come to her to get help with their problems. At this time, Jabin is the king of Canaan. He has 900 war chariots. His army is so strong that many of the Israelites have been forced to become servants of Jabin. The chief of King Jabin's army is named Sisera. One day, Deborah sends for Judge Barak and tells him, "Jehovah has said, 'Take 10,000 men and lead them to Mount Tabor. There I will bring Sisera to you, and I will give you victory over him and his army.'" Barak tells Deborah, "I will go if you too will go with me." Deborah goes along, but she says to Barak, "You won't get credit for the victory, because Jehovah will give Sisera into the hand of a woman." And this is what happens. Barak goes down from Mount Tabor to meet Sisera's soldiers. Suddenly, Jehovah causes a flood, and many of the enemy soldiers are drowned. But Sisera gets off his chariot and runs away. After a while, Sisera comes to the tent of Jael. She invites him in and gives him some milk. This makes him sleepy, and soon he is fast asleep. Then Jael takes a tent pin and drives it into this bad man's head. Later, when Barak comes, she shows him the dead Sisera. So you can see that what Deborah said came true. Finally, King Jabin is killed too, and the Israelites have peace again for a while.